Father, thank you so much for this morning. We give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you for your love and your kindness towards us. We pray that, Lord, this morning you speak to our hearts, affect our lives. You teach us, you inspire us, you impart wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to us, and that our lives will not be the same again. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your power here this morning. In Jesus' name, and somebody said amen. You may be seated, please. Genesis chapter 2. If you have your Bibles, we're still in the series on the book, The Art of Ministry. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So when you hear a bird, or you hear a parrot, or you hear what? What are the birds? Monkey. When you hear the names that we now use for the animals around, it is Adam who came up with those names. I said, it is Adam. Is that Mona Lisa? It's Adam who came up with those names. These days we can't name things. Even the names for our children is fantastic names. So can you imagine Adam gave the names to all. Is that not what the Bible says? And Bible says, and the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And Bible says, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Adam was not bored in naming the animals that God had created. In fact, I'm sure he will look at this one and say, "You, the way your face looks like, you be called a chimpanzee." And then so it was. And he looks at this one and say, "No. The way your head is and you have a small waist and a tail, you'll be called a lion." And so it was. And even though it was routine, even though it was repetitive, he was not bored. I mean, he enjoyed doing it. Because in this life, what you really have to do to be fulfilled is really what God has called you here to do. There is what you call the work of the ministry. And that's what God wants us to do. So Adam's work of the ministry was to name the animals. What is your work? What is your work? Verse 20 says, and Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. Even woman, it was Adam who called the woman, woman. Yeah. For how many thousands of years, what Adam called the female is what we call her up to today. We can't even change the name. Even if you change the name, it will not work. Adam's signature is on God's creation. That for thousands of years, we still use the words and the names that Adam has come up with. So you see, we are saying that There's something called the ministry or God's work. And God's work is the main thing for you and I. Mr. Silver, that's the main thing. You were not brought into this world to be a taxi driver. You are not brought into this world to be a bus conductor. You are a bus conductor because you're looking for money. But money really doesn't bring the satisfaction that God wants you to have. Because really money is not in the kingdom of God. Did you know that? There's no $50 note. When I saw the $50 note, I said, oh Lord, this my church members are going to give us the $50 notes. When Granger came, I was excited that Green Granger has come. And the people are trying to spoil the church walk. I want to warn you, don't put no $50 in the offering bag. It's not worth it. It's just for anniversary. Don't bring it to church. We are not celebrating anniversary. We are in church. It's play money. So don't bring play money to God. It's far less than $100. And even $100 offering, it's not such a nice offering. Even if you have 250s, we still don't like it. Prince, I hope you don't have 50 on you today. Bye. Yeah, you should keep it in your house and use it as a souvenir or something. Yeah, let those who have come in, Americans, and those people, when they're going, let them take it with them. Don't bring it to the church. You can give it to the bus driver or the taxi driver, but don't bring it to God. No. We are reducing blessings. Hallelujah. Are you excited? Yeah, no, I have to say it because I know church members. Yeah. Church members will give an offering and say, Can I get change? Yeah. We had to say in our church that we don't give change. But people give you 500 and they want a change. You think we had Starbrook Market? Even Starbrook Market, they've driven them away from the Starbrook Market. She changed them. No, we don't change money in the church. It's not a cambio. Go to Mohammed. It's not Mohammed's cambio. Even then, you know, if you give them $5 or $1, they give you less for it. And bring heavy notes before, you know, they get happy. Are you there? So, money is really not something that God deals with. That is why you never see God coming to you and say, take money. It's men who come and give you money. Yeah, because in God's kingdom and in God's world, money doesn't exist. That is why we as human beings should not be very, very money conscious. We have to be God conscious. You see, it is the God consciousness that brings everything else. Yeah, no, God is. You see, that's why God was so amazed with Solomon when he asked him, "What do you want?" And Solomon said, "I want wisdom." He said, "What? Wisdom? I'm surprised." I'm surprised. So we are saying that God's purpose for your life, even though it is to name animals, is what God really wants for you. And that is what will make you happier. I tell you, we have become people who are not happy in this life because the jobs we do, you think about it. It's very, very difficult to get a job. Especially if you don't have certain qualifications. Yeah, even then, I know somebody who was employed at a bank. The person did business management at the university, and she was employed at a bank. She was just a teller. For many years, she was just giving money to people and receiving money. Business management. Some people say, oh, I want to do business. I want to go to university and do business management. You just become a teller. And then even if they give you something a little more, the requirement and the things they will draw back from you. Some of them will say, you have to work shift. You have to work Sundays. You have to work till 11 p.m. They say, no, if you can't, then you can't come here. I mean, it is not so nice to get a job. And a job that you are just there because of the money. It's not the best thing at all. All of that must bring our mind to the fact that God created us. Because what we are doing now is not the original plan. God didn't call us to work at for church's chicken. To be frying chicken and be selling to people. That's not what God called us to do. In fact, I don't even know whether Adam used to eat meat. I don't think so. Because if Adam used to eat meat, like Dr. Cho said, they would have killed a snake and ate the snake when the snake came into the garden to talk nonsense. Yeah. Because God created all the animals, he had given the names. I am thinking now that, you know, it would be very cruel for Adam to kill an animal and eat. So he was probably a vegetarian. Just fruits. He probably didn't even get hungry. Because it's not that you kill mosquito. In those days, you can't kill a mosquito. A mosquito wouldn't bite you. Because God's creation. There was a brother who was with us. And he believed that thou shalt not kill. So he was not killing mosquitoes. Yeah. He doesn't kill mosquitoes. Until we began to laugh at him, then he realized, oh no, he has to start killing mosquitoes. They didn't used to kill mosquitoes. he said, thou shalt not kill. So when mosquitoes come and they bite him, I'm sure Adam was like that. You know. So all these things that we are going through, it wasn't God's original plan. And that is why in the church, God is trying to bring our minds back to what he originally meant us to do and meant us to be. Hey, it was not until after man fell that God said, out of the sweat of thy face, thou shalt eat bread. Since then, if you don't sweat, you can't eat. Even to steal is a problem. I hear they beat some people up the other day, some two thieves or so. That's what I hear. It's Samuel. Hey, when people come to church, you have to watch them all. Hey, I hear they beat them bad. Real criminals who come to church, oh. Career criminals. Ask the person sitting next to you. Are you real? Should I be afraid of you? Should I put my bag somewhere else than close to you? My phone. Is my phone safe? Let me put it in my pocket before you say an angel came and took it away. Yeah. No, I mean, Ghana is a very nice country. Ghana, you die. Oh, Ghana, you die. You see, Ghana, we don't deal with police too much, you know. No. We leave police to rest. Yeah, they do much. That's all. Oh, if we catch a thief, it's no police business. The thief didn't steal anything from the police. It's me they stole from. So I punish the thief, man. Yeah. Because if police comes in, it's going to be something else. I won't feel nice. it might get off, might go to court. They say there's no evidence. So I saw the evidence. So I judged the case right there and then. When I was younger, it wasn't a nice thing at all. One day I saw a thief who was being burnt alive. Hey, they beat him up. The guy's eyes, swollen face, blood. And they lighted a tire. That's what we used to kill them with. A car tire that doesn't burn, it doesn't finish burning. They beat him up. They threw it over their neck, about three. They put gas on it and they light it. Hey. No, you will not. If we do that to people, the people, they won't even. We are two white men. Because people go to court. This guy Jack Dio, who said CBR he left the court with. He shot somebody. They dismissed the case. Yeah. And he left the court with a CBR. Hey. You are happy to be in Guyana. Even in Ghana, you better don't say you owe me and you are not paying. That's what the army, that's their job. Because the army, they don't do anything. So if I have a friend in the army, I go and tell the person that, you know, Sister Michelle, she owes me 50,000. She doesn't want to pay. They will organize you to the barracks. Quietly. They will beat you. You will bring back the 50,000 quickly. Yeah. I mean, you don't waste time. It's rough. Africa is rough. And sometimes people laugh at Africa. There's war and this and that. But that roughness, if we had some here, Ramota wouldn't say that he arranged with Aninanla to buy books for him. He can't buy books for himself. He can't buy books for himself. So all these things we are going through, it's not God's will for us. It's not God's plan. And that's why we're looking at the difference between secular work and the work of the ministry. Isn't it? The difference between secular work and the work of the ministry. We're saying that because of all the things that have happened, Satan, who is Pharaoh, who's your boss? Your boss is Satan. Your boss is Pharaoh. There are certain things that he will not allow you to do. Hey, a time is coming, Sunday, they'll not allow you to come. Yeah. It should be your brother's keeper. Jonathan, sit next to somebody so they can juke you. They can. Somebody sit next to him and help him. Be your brother's keeper. Isn't it? You can slap him. I think that will wake him up more. You must know that our secular jobs are in disguise prisons and bondages. Yeah. Since you got it. You see, it was very, you know, you got a job, then this job this. I have known you a little bit. Was it Brandville? Was Kanuku, and then you went to this sales job, and then now where you are. Now it's like, okay, there's some stability has come, you know, but it comes with a price. What you had time to do in the church, you don't have it anymore. I can beat you. I can cuff you. Pharaoh, your boss, is saying that if you are going to get my money, you got to work from here from 11 to 9. Sometimes 10. And he's saying that if you take it or you leave it. You can't leave it because you have rent to pay. You can't leave it because you have children to feed. You can't leave it because you as a wife, you want to help the husband bring in extra money so that the family can be comfortable. So you give yourself to it. Only to realize that you're in jail. You're in prison. What a boss man say, that's what you do. So Pharaoh or your boss
or your job in the secular world is one major distraction to you doing what God wants you to do. That's the message you're preaching, Alicia. That's the message you're preaching. That irrespective of how nice your job is, gas station job is one of the most fancy jobs around. Gas station, security, this, that. Very weird hours. You see, when we came to Guyana, my wife used to be a nurse practicing in Europe. She used to go for night duty. Night, this, that, morning, afternoon, night, this, shift. Hey, you see, we were in Europe looking for money, so it was okay. Because, hey, it will bring money. When we were coming to Guyana, I sat her down and I said, sweetie darling, when we go to Guyana, we are not going to look for money. So you have to find something in the next world that is 8 to 5. Because we came to Europe looking for euros. So I can afford to sleep alone in the night. You go and bring the extra money. It's good for we. You can build a house, drive a fancy car, you know, do all kinds of fantastic things, fancy things. So when you go to Ghana, you know, we work very nice. We're big, we feel nice. But Guyana, going to Guyana, we are crossing the Red Sea. We are leaving Egypt, where we have been working and toiling for money. I said, by the time you cross the Red Sea into Canaan, the land must flow with milk and honey. We cannot go and sweat like we used to sweat before. No. And people think nursing is a nice job. Nursing. Huh? Where am I? White. Go. Hospital. I feel nice. I don't like it. As long as 8 to 5, okay, then it's fine. If you can't take 8 to 5, I'd rather go and sell China outside. 8 to 5. Than be with you at your hospital and work night, day, afternoon. Sometimes when you're home in the night, you can't sleep because you're used to working in the night. Holidays, Christmas, New Year, Old Year's night, you are working. Why? Jesus is born. Come and celebrate Jesus' birthday. Boss man said, who is Jesus? You got to work today. And many of us have accepted it as our faith. It is not your faith. It is not your faith. Our faith is to work for God, to work in the ministry. So you must know the difference. You must know the difference. Yeah, look at Sister Ina. This black uniform she's wearing. The black is not even nice. How can you put black in this hot sun? You put a black uniform on her. And she goes to the airport to work. She was one of my nicest born again teachers. But look at how she has come to church. She has come to church in Pharaoh's uniform. Yeah. It's like, okay, you go, but you have to take my uniform with you, okay, so that I'll feel nice in the church. Yeah. I tell you. There's a difference. Dale has been released for a few months. A few months from now, Natasha, you will see him for another how many months? Yeah, 6 months again. So you better enjoy him whilst he's here for this 8 months. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Gift, are you there? Yeah. You must receive him as a gift for 2 months. It's a cruel place. Yeah. So we are bringing it to your attention, and we are trying to help you understand God's plan for your life. So you must see the difference. Because we crossed the Red Sea. Oh. I was so happy to leave Europe. I tell you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I couldn't wait. No, because Bishop, anytime Bishop will come to Holland, he will always tell me the difference. And as I listened and as I worked and I lived there, I saw the difference. Now, you cannot be a little smart and somebody tells you the difference between two things, and the one is better than the other, and you are living the life of the one that is not better, and that you refuse the one that is better. I can't imagine what kind of person you'll be. I mean, like we're saying that church is nicer than not coming to church. And we can tell you the differences. There's so much difference between giving your life to God, living a Christian life, and then staying out there and not living a Christian life. Yesterday, we were at the Harbor Bridge trying to protest against the devil. Picket against the devil with a placard. And a group of people, I think they came from America or somewhere, but they are, of course, Guyanese who came from foreign, abroad. The guy, there was a guy, it looks like a family, you know, so they came to M&M Snacket and they came to buy, you know, when you come from these places, you like this roadside, it's nice. When I used to live in Europe and go to Ghana, I used to like the roadside food because it's you miss those kind of rough things. Aha! This restaurant, new driving restaurant, it's not nice. There's better new driving in America. You don't come here, go to new driving restaurant. You will even be bored. But when you come, you like this, you know, this thing, a snow cone on the roadside, you know, those things. Chip and sour, bum and chip and all that. It gives you a real Guyana feeling. Aha. So they came to M&M to buy something. And the girls in the group, hey, their shorts was like a boktok. You saw it, Collins. I say, look at what you think America has made you. America has made you into an animal. You can't even cover yourself properly. It's like your mind has turned anti-clockwise. That now instead of putting on a proper dress, you are wearing a girl. Like, is it called bum shorts? Where is that? Is it bum shorts they call it? Huh? Batty Rider. Ah, Mona Lisa. Is that what the Western world should teach you to be? So I was very happy to leave when I saw the difference between working for God. Hey, I said, no, Lord, deliver me from Egypt. And that is what you must see. That number one, Pharaoh will not let you go. Oh, you see, they will want you to be in debt so that you work for them. You see, you cannot come and work for God because you have a mortgage you are paying. You cannot come and work for God because you have somebody you owe. And it's like, if you come and work for God, how are you going to pay that one? But you see, when the Israelites decided to leave Egypt, you know what God did for them? God made them receive favor from the Egyptians, and they gave them their gold, their jewelry, favor, and they gave it to them. They were going to worship the sacrifice to their God, and that's what they planned that on the last night. They got richer than they had ever been whilst they were living in Egypt, because they decided to follow God's plan for their lives. That's what, in fact, as I speak, I talk about it, I remember what also happened to me. That I got richer when I decided to come to Guyana. That's when I got money. Yeah. Because all along, my credit cards, oh Lord, I couldn't even pay. Credit card, MasterCard. When I came to Guyana, when I see MasterCard, I tell my face. Because I've met him before. He wasn't a nice guy at all. He wasn't a nice guy to me. So when Republic came with a debit, Visa debit card, I said, I like that one. I got money inside, I use. I ain't got money inside, me using nothing. But this credit card, MasterCard, I said, hey, I know you. I know you from Holland. No, please. I don't like you. Because you try to make me use you. He said, oh, man. You could pay $5,000 every week. Ah, you can afford. It is when you start and you realize that you could actually not afford. So I was in debt. When God, Bishop said I should leave and go and start a church somewhere, I couldn't go. Because how can you leave when you owe the system? You can leave. So once, you see, I decided in my heart that I really want to go. Then my boss fired me. He fired me and I was very, very depressed. I was very, very sad. But then the firing gave me money to pay all my debts. And I had money left back. Oh, as there's a difference. For the first time in my life, I lived in Holland for 15 years. For the first time in 15 years, I didn't owe anybody and I had money left over. That was when I was leaving. Not when I decided to stay. If I had decided to stay, I would have gone back into debt. More debt. Because there's a difference. He will not let you go. So God had to bring some radical things for me, for Pharaoh to let me go. Oh man, I'm seeing it very, very well. Moses had to be led by God to make Pharaoh see all these miracles. Things that really blew Pharaoh off. Firstborns died. I mean, I was fired. I was surprised. I was hurt. It was sad. On the night that the firstborn dies, there was crying in Egypt. I was very sad when God was setting me free. Yeah. You see, many times when you lose something, you should not cry about it. You should not cry about it. I tell you. If you are in the will of God, do not cry or be sad when you lose something. I tell you, even a human being, if you were to lose a relationship, don't cry about it. Yeah. Many people cannot afford to lose relationships, lose certain jobs, lose certain opportunities. It's like, as for America, I should go. I was in a Sikwebo on Friday night. Auntie May, you remember Auntie May? The lady who hosts us when we go there. That big lady. She was celebrating her 90th birthday. Yeah. So all her family, relatives came from abroad. It was big. Over 100 people. Yeah, in the yard there. Nice big birthday party. Some ladies came from America to celebrate the birthday, 90th birthday with her. I laughed when one of them came to congratulate her and shared her story. You know what she said? She said when she heard that Auntie May was going to celebrate her 90th birthday, oh, she wanted to come. She wanted to come. But she didn't have the finances. Yeah, Ned. You should come and see her dress, her clothes, and how she's dressed up. And then unashamedly saying that she could not afford. But somehow God came through for me because God didn't want me to miss this celebration. So all of a sudden, this my friend said, take this. And I was able to buy my ticket and come. I said, Lord God, not America. Hey! It's shameful. To say something like that in public. The other America you are, you can't afford $500-$600 to buy a ticket and come here. That's why they can't come home. They don't have money. Many people who are here this time, they have borrowed money to come. They have used credit card to buy a ticket. When they go, they are going now to pay back. Pharaoh, he will not let you go. So when you lose an opportunity to go to America, You should have a party. You say, Lord, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Yeah. Because It's only God who knows the end from the beginning. We are limited in seeing something at the end of it. And so when we experience these things, sometimes we get very, very frustrated. Oh, when I was in Europe, before I joined Lighthouse, I was in a church. And then there were testimony times. Sometimes you cannot believe it. The excitement. Sunday morning testimony, you have about 5 people. And the testimony, you know the testimony? They said, I want to give God a glory today. Because Friday, I closed from work, my boss called me and told me, there's no work for you, don't come again. I am excited that God has closed one door. I believe there's another door open for me. I want to give glory to the Lord. And they will be singing and jumping. It's like some crazy bunch of people. How can you rejoice when you have been fired last Friday? Your boss, you do you know how you're going to pay your rent? You are rejoicing and giving testimony that you've been fired. But you see, we were people who were just we knew that God is a God who closes doors and opens doors. So if a door closes, another one is open. That's what Bob Marley used that, isn't it? He said, well, another when a door is closed. Many other doors is open. Hey, in the middle, oh, that song, isn't it? I've forgotten how he sings the song. It is, oh, hey. Coming in from the cold, isn't it? Aha! You remember the song? Yeah, coming in from the cold. It's you, it's you. You see, the marijuana is working. It's you. So when one door is closed, many others are open. That's why Pharaoh will not let you go. Because Pharaoh knows that it's a new. You are entering into a new opportunity, a new era. You say no. Number two, you must understand the difference. Pharaoh will allow you to serve God, but wants you to remain with him. Okay, I'll give you your Sunday. Since you're a Christian and you do enough things in the church, I'm going to give you your Sunday. Monday to Saturday, you got to come. And then we are so excited. Like, yes, Pharaoh, I'm so grateful to you. How can I say thanks to Pharaoh? For all the things he has done for me. Things so undeserved that you gave to me to prove your love for me, Pharaoh. He said, I'll let you just go. He said, go, but wants you to remain with him. In Exodus chapter 8 and verse 25, and Aaron called for Moses, and Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. Not outside the land. In the land. So, you do your church thing, but you gotta come back. I need you back. I need you here. I need you to be walking. I can give you the Sunday. Camp? What do you mean by camp? Alright, 3 days? Nah. Okay, I'm gonna give you the camp. But you gotta walk extra when you come back, alright? You gotta do extra hours. You gotta work overtime. I'm giving you 3 days. Compassionate leave. They say they are so compassionate. They say, I give you compassion. They are so compassionate. Sister Mala, compassionate leave. I'm compassionate. Pharaoh is having compassion on you. Yeah. It's a setup. He will allow you to serve God, but wants you to remain with him. Number three, Pharaoh does not want you to go too far. Too far. Verse 26, as we go along. 28. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Don't take this church thing too serious, man. One Sunday in a month is okay. We'll make a schedule shift. right? So I'll give you Sunday once every 3 weeks, 2 months, all right? Don't. Or you see, I can give you Sunday afternoon. So you go to church, and after church, you come and walk. You see, it is Pharaoh who will not allow you to get yourself deep into church. If he leaves you, you'll be in church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He can't let you go like that. Because he knows that if he allows you, you'll get deeper, you'll get stronger, you'll get closer, you become more powerful. In fact, you actually become a threat to him. Many people, including our families and circumstances, do not allow us to go deeper. If you come only a Sunday a week, once a week, only Sundays, you are okay, you are liked. But if you come Sunday, you come Tuesday, you come Wednesday, you're Thursday night, Friday night, and then they begin to say, what is this, still this church thing? Why you go to church so long? What do you people do in church? Why? The church is too much. What's the church giving you? What? And if you, especially if you go and tell your family you need some little help, but why ask the church? The church didn't give you nothing. You're there in church all the time, and the pastor taking your money. The pastor ain't taking all the money from you. The pastor ain't doing nothing for you. He doesn't want you to go far. When we were standing at the Harbour Bridge, you should try. It's a very nice experience. Yeah, it's a very, very nice experience. Well, the Harbour Bridge, we're showing off our picketing boards. You know, you could not believe it. There was a guy. He came and he just stood there like that. Prince, you should try it. He watched us. And later he came to me. He said, you know what? I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I said, why? He said that there's a church in this Guyana here that has come out so boldly to declare your faith. He said he has never seen anything like that in Guyana before. And I tell you, he said, you are the first church in Guyana to do this. You think Satan is happy with those things? Why? And it's so sad. If we are the first church in Guyana to do this, it's very sad. It means that the Guyanese Christians are not going that far. Because with all this celebration, when we were at there, people, we saw our church members in taxis and vehicles going to the stadium. There. Yeah. Some of them dock. They get catch. Because you will realize that you are very, very different from those who are standing there holding these placards. There are so many things in this world and this life that prevents us from going too far, including Pharaoh and his things around us. If we have anything to offer during this celebration, it is making Christ known. That is what the embassy is about. The embassy of Christ is supposed to make the country from where we are from. We are supposed to promote the country, not promote the country where we are inside. No embassy. Prince is here, he can tell you. He is doing the international relations management, diplomatic something, something, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, all of the things he's doing. He can tell you, nobody travels from their country and goes to another country as an ambassador and promotes the things of the country there. They promote the things of the country from where they came from. And that is what the church must do. We are not of this world. And therefore, as we are in this world, we must not be connected to the things of this world. We must show where we came from. We must promote the things of the kingdom. We must work for God, because Pharaoh has things to keep us down and to entangle us. Your talk, your dressing, the things you... Everything must prove that you are an ambassador. You look at these African ambassadors. When they go to UN, they don't wear suit. A few of them wear suit. They wear their traditional, especially the Nigerians. The Nigerian Obasanjo and all these... They... Who? Kofi. Kofi Annan will sit in UN Secretary General. He is a white man. He's married to a white woman. He's a white man. But you see the Nigerian president? Yeah. Wear their thing, their hat, long like that. Bubu, nice bubu. Obasanjo used to be like that everywhere. Because he's proud of where he comes from. We are the ones who have lost our identity. And we're in Guyana, they're saying Golden Jubilee celebrations. And you are all over the place. You can't even hold a placard and say, heaven or hell. You don't have to say anything. Just come and hold a placard at the Jubilee Stadium around there. Let them tell us that we are crazy people. Heaven or hell, that's all. Me say nothing. Can you read? Read and galang your way. That whatever I do, I'll not allow Pharaoh to tell me I can't go far. I should only be in the church. It's only in the church we know that you are a Christian. You can't do any further. You can't go any further. You can't do anything deeper. The things you do, anybody else can do them. You can't go after. You can't come and pray for 6 hours. You can't come late in the night and pray. You can't do anything that is far. The things that are just around you, that's what you are used to. There are things that are holding you down. Doesn't want you to serve your God with all your heart. Stand to your feet, my time is up. Yeah. Out of ministry. Yeah. You can't be ashamed at all. Look how people are wearing Bati Rider. No shame. You are ashamed to go and hold a placard that says you are either saved or lost. There's no middle way. Christ died for you publicly. Don't serve or live for him privately. You can't go and hold that. Independence Day, we are out again. Oh, cry. We are crying. If you like, come. If you like, don't come. Those of us who are going far, we will go far. We will not allow Pharaoh to keep us down somewhere. No. We will go far. We will go far. We will go far. If our relatives and our friends abroad, if they were to get money, they would do nice things. The Pharaoh does not want them to prosper. Immigrants. As long as you spend the money in the system, you're okay. Mortgage, vehicle, high purchase, you feel nice. Pharaoh is happy with you. If you're going to send the money to Guyana, no. No, you can't do that. They'll not allow you to do such things. No, the money must be here. Pharaoh will not allow you to go so far to go and say, I'm coming. I'm going for 2 years to come back. Who goes to America for 2 years and come back? The moment you get there, there are clauses. You know, when you live in America, if you have a green card, you live outside America for more than 1 year, your green card will be canceled. Uh-huh. It's fantastic. We are going far with the Lord. I said we are going far with the Lord. And God is looking for people who go far with him. Sunday you are here. You are working. What can I do? Tuesday you are here. Wednesdays, I can't stay home tonight. I've gone to work. The evening, I want to do something. 24 hours in a day. Calculate in a day how many hours you give to God. None. Let's close your eyes with me. Blessed be your name, O God. Father, we pray. We break the hands of Pharaoh over our lives. We break the grip of Pharaoh over our lives. We break the deception of Pharaoh over our lives. The favors we are getting. The privileges we are getting with Pharaoh. Lord, it has nothing to do with Pharaoh's love for us. It has everything to do with him keeping us back from giving our all and our best. That at the end of it all, when we come into your house, that we'll be so tired. And we give you the tiredness rather than the strength and excitement that we have from you. It is you who has made us, and not we of ourselves. We are your people, your word says, and the sheep of your pasture. I want to please you. I want to serve you. I want to be with you and work for you. I pray that, Lord, you open doors for your people to be able to serve you in spirit and in truth. That if it takes time to spend you, that we'll have time to spend you. If it takes resources to be in your house, that we will have the resources available, oh God. Thank you that even today you are turning things around. Thank you for turning things around in our lives. You're releasing us into our destiny and into our purposes. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy towards us. In Jesus' name.